Today, police and federal agents broke up an international ring that sold cheap but toxic synthetic marijuana. In 2 months, 2,300 people have ended up in emergency rooms in New York alone. And Jim Axelrod is investigating.
In the last 24 hours, agents seized two warehouses full of synthetic drugs in the Bronx, one of the largest raids ever. But with New York drug rings producing more than a 250,000 packets of synthetic marijuana, today's bust is just a small dent in the problem.
This is one of the brands that is kind of very popular right now among synthetic drug users. It's
Eduardo Chavez is with the DEA.
Over the last several years, our special testing labs have identified over 400 new synthetic drugs.
400?
Absolutely.
Known by names like K2 or Spice, the synthetics are designed to mimic marijuana, but with far more powerful effects.
I have had routine heroin users tell me that they've tried Spice one time and hated it, were so scared of it that they would never try it again.
The chemicals used to make the drugs are legally imported from China. They're sprayed onto ground-up plants here and then smoked.
This K2.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's cheap and easy to find. This was